Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are absolutely calm. We're local, and the good news is I'm going to spend a little 4th of July out on the veranda in Catonsville. I will not have to put my chair out, Don Moeller. There will be no parade, but I may be parading over for a Bloody Mary and some chicken and waffles and some shrimp and grits this weekend with our dear friend Evan Brown. Want to shout out to Harka. Want to give love to Fadley's. Also want to give love to Moeller and Gary Realty. But Don, you know that State Fair is truly the home away from home for all things Baltimore Positive. I know you spend time over there, and it's great to have Evan back in the cockpit here doing a little bit of radio with us and talking about all of the coming attractions in your ville over there in the 21228, Don.
Well, I think it's pretty common knowledge that I'm a little bit addicted. I actually may need some therapy, but I do like my spot at State Fair. I love the food. I love the cocktails. I just like the whole, from the wait staff to the ownership. Evan just does a terrific job, and his partner Keith. And you know, Nestor, what doesn't probably, because Evan's a quiet guy and he doesn't really toot his own horn, what really doesn't get enough publicity about State Fair and their ownership group is how philanthropic they are. I mean, I don't think there's a community organization that has approached Evan where he hasn't said yes. And that continued. What really amazed me was that continued through the pandemic and we're still in the midst of the pandemic, but for small businessmen and women like Evan and his team up there, I mean, it's been horrific. And I guess, Evan, I want to start this segment by asking you, where did this commitment to giving back to your community come from? Does it come from your mom and dad, your upbringing? Because not everybody does that. Where does that come from?
I mean, it comes from, it was something that was taught to both Keith and myself at a young age. And honestly, my mom was a teacher down at Anne Arundel County Public Schools, and she did a lot with Career Connections. And she would go to businesses always asking for gift certificates and stuff for students and would always have the hardest time. So when we got into this business, we were always told it's a great thing to give back to the community. They're always the people that will advocate for you the most when things are tough and also when things are great. So as this pandemic came on, the first thing that we heard was kids and schools and people that relied on, public lunches and things like that, and that not being there anymore. So that kind of turned our focus to doing the Kids Eat Free, or for families that were out of work, we wanted to make sure they had food on the table. So we were donating food to families in need, groceries, meals, things like that. And Catonsville is a small place, and this is a place where I grew up. So I want to make sure that if we're in the position to, we want to give back as much as we possibly can.
Evan, I just was hoping you were going to say, I learned it from you, Don Moeller, when you were the principal at Catonsville High School.
Learn it from me.
But, I think it goes without saying, when we'll get to your food and everything and the 4th and the parade and all that stuff, but, your background at Portales and everything that went on in Ellicott City, and even since the last time I think you and I have sat down, I've seen the Gordon Ramsay, showing up in Ellicott City right before COVID. Like, all of these things that you've been involved in, these incredible tragedies, and sort of overcome them to some degree. Where's this pandemic rank on, watching your restaurant get washed away 2 different times, and this time sort of the uncertainness of where this was going to end back in March and April, when, quite frankly, and we have a happy ending here, at least for the time being, that you're about to open a place across the street that you've been telling Don and I about for about 5 months now, right?
Yeah, we've been working on that, but jumping to the floods, the floods were the most sort of traumatic, horrific thing I've ever seen, because you're literally you've lost all control, everything's gone, you have nothing that you can do once those things happen, and then you're in like this holding pattern. Whereas COVID, interestingly enough, is a disruption to the business, but it challenges you to think outside the box on how you can still generate some money to take care of your staff. So between the two of them, COVID's been a little bit easier to navigate through, and I think it goes a long way just to give back. And then people seeing that and receiving that will spend money in with you kind of moving forward. So this has been a lot easier to navigate mentally than the floods ever would be. So, I'm so happy that Gordon Ramsay went down there and gave them some sort of light on what's going on there and how to try to drive people back in there, because they desperately need it down there. I mean, every time it rains, people panic there, and it's really horrible. And there's some really great restaurants and shops there and people that we worked with for years and years and years that are just slowly, you know, losing everything. And it helps when people go down there and buy anything.
Well, how dare I ask you what's going on in Catonsville on the 4th of July weekend while I have former County Executive Don Moeller, the unofficial mayor of Catonsville, of all the Moellers. For both of you, speak to this. And, Don, you start the party on this, because we've talked about it earlier in the week, about putting chairs out in the Catonsville tradition. You've had me and my wife in the parade over the years. 15 years ago, I was the grandmaster of the Dundalk Parade. These parades where I live at the harbor for fireworks. Hell, fireworks are going off all night, every night, all the time down here. And apparently it's going all over the country. But for Catonsville and the heartbeat of Catonsville, this is the Super Bowl weekend for the 212-28, right, Don?
You know, I didn't know we were, I did not know we were going to have a public therapy session, but that's what this needs to be, because in full disclosure, it is, it's really been tough for me on a personal level, because as you said, Nestor, this is Super Bowl weekend, but beyond me, the hundreds of volunteers that make up the Catonsville Celebrations Committee. I mean, they work from the day after the one parade, you know, on July the 4th. They begin working to next year.
This hey, by the way, how about my Dundalk Heritage Fair Committee doing a three-dayer over there for the last 100 years or whatever, right? No fair this year.
Spirit.
It's weird.
The Heritage Fair folks, who I know very, very well from my years working in Dundalk, and the Celebrations Committee, I mean, they're cut from the same cloth. They're really old school. Let's give back to our community. And it's not a coincidence that two of the most storied celebrations in the entire state, probably on the East Coast, are Dundalk and Catonsville. And it has been really, really difficult. I mean, I can tell you that you know, I have been, you guys know me, I'm a pretty optimistic guy. And this has been depressing. And Evan, you can jump in, because for you, the 4th of July weekend and the parade, that's a huge money. I mean, that's a huge revenue generator, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a huge weekend. And I mean, there's some things, again, I've been in Catonsville for 37 years now. And the 4th of July is always something that we would look forward to, you know, in the spring, in the late winter. You know, it's like, you know, looking this cold weather and these short days, it's like 4th of July, I'll be here in no time. But we're doing some really cool things to try to keep that going this year. I don't know if you've seen on our Facebook page or not, but we just talked to DJ Kopek, and he's going to do this virtual dance party on Saturday night for people in Catonsville and the surrounding areas. And we have a huge surprise that he's going to let everybody know about Saturday evening, and it should be pretty amazing once he lets people know. We're also doing.
Are you going to let me know before then, or we're not going to know? We don't know. You're not going to let me.
Nobody's going to know before about 8:30 on Saturday.
I'm going to be watching on the internet.
It's going to be, when you see it, you're going to say, "Wow, that's a huge, huge, huge thing."
Is it going to be better than the chicken tenders you have on the chicken and waffles?
It is, actually. Okay. This is probably one of the things I'm most excited for so far in this journey in Catonsville.
Beautiful.
But we're doing a hot dog eating contest at noon. We're going to do it for kids starting at noon. And then we're going to do the adults at 12:30, all socially distanced. It'll be $500 to the winner of the adult, $200 for the kids, which will be a lot of fun to give out some stuff. I think $200 to kids are a lot of money. $500 for adults is a lot of money. So that should be fun. We have the Game of Chairs, which is our annual beer coming out. We should have it on Thursday. Oliver Brewing Company is going to brew that for us this year. And we have a couple other surprises for this week leading up to the 4th to try to keep some normalcy in Catonsville. Not going to be as huge as it usually is, but it's the best we can do under the circumstances.
I'm going to ask you a very important question as you're doing hot dogs. And Don, you first. What do you eat on your hot dogs? Like, if you're just getting a hot dog, you know, over G&A or over with Evan anywhere at the ballpark, what's on your dog?
I'm pretty much a traditional guy. I'm pretty straightforward and then I'm a mustard, and if they have a dark mustard and onions, and I'm pretty old school on that.
Evan?
I'll do sauerkraut and yellow mustard.
Yeah, I'm not a mustard guy at all. That gets the buzzer for me, man. I'm ketchup and relish, maybe ketchup and sauerkraut. But, hey, man, maybe some chili on there, too. We all do it a little different. I think it's a good 4th of July.
I didn't say, first of all, I love the sauerkraut on there, and I love a good chili dog. I was just going old school. You know, here's the sad thing. I guess the answer is I'll eat whatever kind of hot dog.
Whatever you put on it, Ollie. Just don't put any mayonnaise on my hot dog. That's fine. All right, so, you know, this is the point in the party where I say, look, I haven't had the shrimp and grits in a while. My wife wants to come out and get a bloody. We haven't been out in maybe a month, month and a half, so we'll see you this weekend. I'll be wearing my red, white, and blue, just like I'm doing in the Fade Lee's crab video, which has been circulating again this week. But more importantly than anything, somehow, some way, and I really appreciate this because it feels like we've been together a long time. You named your new Mexican restaurant after me, El Guapo. And, I don't know what to say. Maybe it's because my hair is growing. It's getting a little curly in the back. And maybe my wife made a recommendation or something like that. But, you know, I appreciate that being the special Latino in your life, Evan Brown.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see the logo, it's one of my, again, favorite things that we've done so far. There is someone in this town that has been in this town for a very long time. His name is Bruzzy Miser. And if you've been in Catonsville, I'm sure you've had some sort of interaction with him. And we wanted to kind of pay homage to him. And in that logo, we have his face in there with the big sombrero.
Is he sort of the emeritus mayor now that Don's taken over?
Uh-huh. He's the emeritus project manager, I'll tell you that.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, so, tell me about El Guapo, man. I mean, give me you and I have talked a lot. I've seen a few sort of like barren pictures of what you were doing and all of that. I haven't seen a menu. I mean, I'm guessing tacos and fajitas and guacamole and tableside. Margaritas. That's just sort of what I'm guessing. But give me a little lowdown beyond the logo and what, when I walk in, what am I going to be ordering, and what's going to be my favorite? What's going to be the chicken and waffles of my El Guapo restaurant?
Well, we're doing a couple things. It's not going to be, you know, all Mexican, and we're going to kind of take a couple twists on those things. Our chef is from Oaxaca, Mexico, and our sous chef is from El Salvador, and those two are kind of collaborating on a lot of these dishes. So you will see a lot of these staples that you see in other restaurants being tacos and fajitas, things like that. But then you're also going to see some plays on other stuff being pupusas and tamales, different versions of tamales, tableside guacamole. We're going to have an extensive tequila and mezcal list. If you've been to State Fair, you've seen the kind of whiskey bourbon collection we have. But when you get to El Guapo's, I think right now the count is up to 360 different tequilas and mezcals.
Oh my goodness.
So that should be really, the bar is about 46 feet long. Big, big, big bookshelves. So it should be quite the sight when you see all these bottles lit up. And the tequila bottles are always so colorful, and the shapes and sizes are all different. So it should look great on the bar.
Well, Don Moeller, you were at my wedding, right, back in 2003. You remember I brought in the tequila master, one of my dearest friends on earth, Julio Bermejo, who we traveled over to Asia with, who created probably the most popular margarita in the world, the Tommy's Margarita. I drink it with an Herradura Silver, 100% blue agave and a little agave nectar and obviously fresh lime juice is squeezed and picked out with just the right amount of. So, you know, for me, I feel like I've had the perfect margarita over and over. Matter of fact, I made two for me and my wife last night. We had some nachos here in the condo because El Guapo's not open yet. But okay. I am really, really looking forward to whenever COVID's over and whenever I can be 3.5 feet from Don Moeller instead of 6.5 feet over on the Eastern Shore, bellying up, getting like a pitcher of margaritas, salt that rim, get some chips, and celebrate when this is all over with some fiestive salsa at El Guapo.
we'll all be there. Hey, Evan, tell Master the story. And and again, I'm not a chef. This actually may mean more to Nestor than it did to me, and it certainly will to our listeners. Tell them the story about your chefs and how long it takes them to make the moule sauce that they're going to have in the restaurant. I told everybody.
So this moule that they're working on, it takes about 30 days, and that's how you get the base going. And they actually have already started it, and it's just basically all the spices and everything put together and then cooked down. And that's going to be the base they're going to use for a lot of their sauces. So right now it looks like we're about 3.5 weeks out from opening, and they've already started some of these, the preparation for some of these things. And this is a family that, like I said, grew up in Oaxaca, Mexico. They lived there most of their lives. And these are family recipes that they're bringing to the table. So it should be as authentic can be, and we're really looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, man, love me a mole now and a margarita. We're talking. Evan Brown is here from State Fair. They're over in Catonsville. You can stop by. You can curbside. You can drop in. They have a huge tent. What is going on in Catonsville this weekend? Don, I'm going to give you a chance to be the current Catonsville mayor in lieu of said parade and hot dog eating and all that we're doing at State Fair. What traditional stuff can people maybe find in Catonsville socially distanced this weekend?
Well,
because
I think
people come to it like Maul's Delight, right? Literally.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the socially distancing piece is important, Nestor. And I have to give Evan a shout out. And I had someone actually in county government say to me the other day that, you know, I got to tell you, this is a direct quote from this, but he said, Evan has done it right. And what I mean by that is, they have not in any way cut any corners on the socially distancing. So if you're looking for a place to go out, you just want to get out of the house, you're tired of being in the house, that you can go to State Fair under one of their tents. The tables are all spread out. I've been up there several times since the tents have arrived, and you don't in any way, I mean, they require you to wear a mask until you get to your table. I mean, Evan has taken this public health thing very, very seriously. So I give him a shout out for that, and I would encourage anybody, if you're looking for a place to eat, this is a very safe place to do so. In terms of what's going to happen, Nestor, I think you're still going to see, I mean, I think you're going to see cookouts, obviously, throughout the community. And what I understand is, very much like Evan's got some secrets that he's going to unveil this weekend, it's my understanding that the celebration committee has a few things up their sleeves that will be happening throughout the neighborhoods that people might not expect, to just say, look, we're still here. It would have been the 75th parade. Next year we'll have the 75th parade. But it is a very, very, very special day. And, you know, I think that, like you said, I hope people are safe. I know there's a tendency for people want to take fireworks into their own hands. Again, I would just encourage people, again, from my past background in county government, our emergency rooms were always filled up on that weekend. Fire departments and paramedics were always on overload because very, very easy to get injured, particularly for children. So I just encourage everyone to take it easy, get up, get one of those local beers from even, get a cocktail, get up there and as Nestor would say, get some chicken and waffles and some shrimp and grits, and you'll be a happy person.
Yeah, come check out the hot dog eating contest. That should be fun. We'll keep everybody socially distanced at their tables.
Evan,
so it'll be a lot of fun.
I want to jump you on this one just as an aside, you know, out the door, because I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. And, you know, I've been out to your place a handful of times since COVID, once to sort of take away before you were really open, and then after that, twice out on the deck with Peter and having business meetings and whatnot. And not just your place, but I'll say this for every place I've been in Baltimore, right? Like, I walked by a bunch of the Atlas places the other day outside downtown. I've been over to Amici's and before they opened up, and obviously the city was opening different. I went down to Dewey, and I know they shut Dewey Beach down, but I was down on a Tuesday to Wednesday, and at least in the beginning, I was at Starboard's, you know, Rehoboth, I went out. Everyone was taking this thing really seriously in the beginning. My brother, and, you know, I know the love you have for my wife and all your patrons and all the people in your place. I went down to North Carolina for 5 days last week, and my jaw dropped, and it was... Not the restaurants, man, because the restaurants we went to were more like 365 restaurants that you could tell they're open, not just during, you know, when with Beach Help or whatever. But, man, the stores and the other places, just as a restaurateur and someone that's trying to keep it clean and have the former county executive say, hey, this is a safe place to eat. I went places in North Carolina that were not safe, and it really skeeved me out. And I know for you and your employees and everything you're doing to keep it safe there, there's just nothing more important than being safe, and that this has become political, and somehow some, you know, modern-day Karen might come into your place and say, I'm not wearing a mask. in North Carolina, I almost, like everywhere I went, I almost wanted to say, are you out of your mind? And I don't even know as a business owner what happens when somebody comes in without a mask. But I know it's of grave concern for you because you don't want your place on video with a Karen scene either, right? No one does.
Well, I mean,
right?
that's really it. It's unfortunate kind of this, what is it, cancel culture or whatever they're describing as now. But the big thing for me is I want to make sure that the employees that come in and work for me on a regular basis are safe. That's my primary concern. And very close second to that is the people that come in here are safe and feel safe when they dine here. And it's not worth the extra couple dollars to put people in jeopardy and have a full bar because it's something that people would do. They would come in and stand at the bar or stay at the bar, but we don't have any seats at the bar, and we make sure people don't crowd together because this is a real thing. People are really getting sick, and I don't want it anywhere close to the restaurant or the community.
I had a girl I grew up with die about 4 hours ago, literally. Just right while I was working today, I saw it on Facebook of COVID. 47 years old, you know, literally. And
right.
It's
I don't
happening.
Want that here.
It's happening. But so we're all taking it seriously. I know you're taking it seriously. We're going to socially distance. We're going to have hot dogs. We're not going to have a parade, but we're going to have surprises. I have not let off a sparkler in 20 years. It just came to me the other day, Don, that I have never had sparklers with my wife. So I think this might be the sparkler year for me because I got to do something to celebrate the 4th. Stay safe over in Catonsville. Evan, good luck opening up El Guapo. I hope if I don't get the first chip, I at least I get one from the first bag. I'm
Absolutely.
Hoping that salsa has some extra tomato in there. My wife's going to want some jalapeno and whatnot. But I can't wait to get out there. I'm so excited to see what you've built. And but you'll see me this weekend, and you can build my wife a Bloody Mary, okay?
Yeah, I can do that.
Appreciate you, Evan. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Evan Brown, he is my man from State Fair, opening El Guapo, socially distancing, staying safe, and serving me chicken and waffles. I'm going to read right from the menu here because chive and Gouda waffle served with buttermilk soaked fried chicken, jalapeno, raspberry jelly, and maple whipped butter. I'm going to learn to say that fast like they did the old Big Mac commercial because that's my thing. Chicken and waffles, breakfast all day. I ordered chicken and waffles at 8:30 at night watching a Terps game there back in December. So have at it. It's not just for breakfast anymore. We love State Fair. We're going to love El Guapo, and you're going to love it if you haven't been over there. Appreciate all of our sponsors, including our friends at Taharka, made here in Baltimore. This is the vanilla bean, but you can get the chocolate love, you can get the Wake and Bay, you get the pistachio, whatever you're into, as well as our friends at Fadley's. Ship some crab cakes. Give them some love. We're going to talk to Damie Hahn about Maryland crab and Maryland crab picking and Maryland crab cakes before this is all over with. Moeller & Gary Realty, there to sell your home. Listed, buy, sell, mask, listed online. Jeff Moeller's doing it all. Find them at MoellerAndGary.com. On behalf of former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller, the unofficial mayor of Catonsville, who hopefully one day will safely belly up to the bar together and have a margarita at El Guapo. I am Nestor. We are WNSD.net, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, keeping calm, staying local, even out where it's great in the 21228. We are Baltimore Positive.